That's funny. Yeah, I don't need any more portables. If I had more, I don't really have anywhere to put them. That's the problem. Like, they all sit on this ledge. I've got these, it's like this little ledge that goes across the wall. It's kind of like a windowsill, but it keeps going past the windows. And that's where I set them all. It's just kind of in a row. And I'm trying to not go past the window, and it's getting really difficult.
I can think of worse problems. And if you have any extras, let me know.
Yeah. Anyway. This is the most I've used. Oh, boy. This is the most I've used this portable for voice. A Kenwood THD7, and I only use it really, mostly use it just for packet stuff, but I guess voice works okay.
Yeah, the audio quality is excellent on it, that's for sure. It sounds really good. I can tell you're on a portable walking around your apartment because it wavers a little bit, but the audio quality is just like excellent.
Wonderful. Yeah, I don't think this portable is exactly on frequency anymore on UHF. It's okay on V. I think that's probably why I didn't really use it for voice that much, is because it kind of drifted off frequency on UHF and whatnot. I know that the DTMF keypad, it's over deviating or it's just off frequency by that much, because if I press 3, nothing really actually decodes the number 3. Like, I've tried it on, when I had an all-star note, a simplex note, I would, like, try to use touch tones to connect it to something, and it always thought I was entering a macro instead of actually trying to connect.
Something like adding a little confusion to things. Question, when I put this into my radio to try this for the DMR stuff into this repeater, are there time limits? Like, say, if I try to get into, like, that worldwide group or something to talk to people, is this going to shut me off in 5 minutes or something like the other one does?
So if you don't talk, if you don't key up within 10 minutes, it will drop it. If you key it up and you're actively talking, it'll keep it there.
Okay, I understand that. I understand, yeah. You don't want somebody just locking it onto something and walking away and tying it up for everybody. Okay, well, I'm going to have fun with that this afternoon. You got my brain going.
Yeah, I'll the message or the URL for the dashboard. You can see that you're actually making it, and it'll show you your signal strength and RSSI and whatever.